Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, April 21, 2019, for the resurrection of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 19 through 26. The Gospel acclamation is Luke chapter 24. Verses 1 through 12. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Jen Collins. Assisting with worship is Pastor Gary Brandenburg.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Good morning and welcome to worship on this Easter day at St. Andrew Lutheran Church. It's good to be together to gather around a word of hope and a word of life, which, if you are listening, is what you will hear again today. Just a few words to share with you. If you commune in your place of worship and you so desire to gather at the table with us today, please come and share in the meal of Christ's forgiveness and mercy. And if you've noticed, there are some signs that will guide us in our leaving to be safe. Since this is such a congested time, we want to make sure that that left turn on North Mountain Road is safe, so it's going to kick you through the neighborhood and bring you out a little bit further. But as always, common sense prevails. So thanks for giving that some thought. For now, let's pause to center our hearts and minds with words from the choir.
We come together this day rejoicing in the knowledge of Christ's resurrection. Yet we acknowledge and confess we have failed to live as resurrected people. Therefore, we make confession and ask for forgiveness.
Please arise as you are able.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Jesus, we love you.
And let us pray. Oh God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
I'd invite the children forward for a message, and if you brought some eggs with you, you're welcome to bring those up as well. We're going to share them with some people in our community so that they can have lunch. They might not have had otherwise, so feel free to bring those up. You can place them in the basket. All right. Okay. I'm going to go right above your head here. Perfect. Thank you so much. This is so great. It's going to help a lot. Thank you. I'm actually going to have you take this basket in, and you can have anybody else who has some put it in there, okay? All right. And while everybody is doing that, oh, yeah. Yep. All right. I've got something else for you. So while everybody's doing that, I want you to look around really hard for an insect. Does anybody see an insect in the sanctuary? Look up, look down.
A butterfly.
A butterfly. Yeah, do you see that butterfly? It's hanging up there, isn't it? Yeah, the Clark family put that up there yesterday. All of Lent, we had special prayers. You guys can have a seat. All of Lent, we had special prayers, and we were pinning them to the cross. We were praying for God to hear us. And look what happened to the prayers. They turned into a beautiful butterfly. Well, that's a lot like how Jesus rising from the dead is life for us. And it's really exciting because on Easter Sunday, we get to say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Thank you. And when we do that, remember that just like a caterpillar who comes out of the cocoon and becomes a beautiful butterfly, when we are feeling down or maybe sad, when our hearts are broken or when we're not sure what's going on in the world, we wonder how, if ever, God will make things right again. Just when we least expected it, Jesus rose from the dead. And that gives us hope. And so I have some coloring pages for you. Do you want to help me hand these out? Okay, does anybody else want to help hand these out? Okay, you can help hand them out. And I would love for you to color a butterfly. There's some crayons. Maybe, Hannah, you can help with the crayons. Can you help pass those out? That'd be great. You want one? There you go. And you can color it and put it up in your house somewhere to remember the word hope. Or you can leave it here at the end of church. You can put it by the cross, and we'll hang them up around church so that we can have decorations in the season of Easter and remember the hope that we have, which is in Jesus. So if you still need one, there are a bunch of people passing them out here. Do you guys want to pass them out that way? Okay. All right. It'll also conveniently give you something to do during worship service. You're welcome. There you are. That was premeditated. All kinds of crayons up here, and you can take some before you go, but first let's have a prayer, okay? The Lord be with you. Gracious God, thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. So we pray that just like these butterflies remind us of transformation, you would transform our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you want to take your butterfly back to your seat with some crayons, you can do that, and then we're going to hear from the bell choir, okay? Here you go, Leo. Here you go. Everybody get some crayons. There you go. You can take another one if you want. All right. There we go. Ken, you want a butterfly too? There you go. All right. You guys can go back to your seats, all right? Hey, take a butterfly and take some crayons and go find Mom and Dad or Grandma and Grandpa, whoever brought you today. There you go. Yeah. There you go. You're welcome. And you can take a butterfly. There you go. Did you get a butterfly? There you go. Here, take this one. That's easier. There you are. Did you get one? All right. Everybody got one? All right. Do you want to come bring the basket up here with your mom? Okay, we'll place it right here, right at the altar. Okay? Thank you. You're welcome.
A reading from Isaiah. I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who dies not to live out a lifetime. For the one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Reading from 1 Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
According to Luke, on the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. you examine the dragonfly nymph who is able to live under the water for almost 7 years until one day when the weather is just right, it will crawl out and it will climb up the stem of a plant, completing its long-awaited journey to become a dragonfly. You will see it when a caterpillar finds its way out of a cocoon, fully winged and ready to fly. It's so clear in an answered prayer. Look closely and you will see it in the buds that are on the trees right now. Especially after this winter, it's all unfolding right before our very eyes. The early spring flowers are making their grand re-entrance through the soil. The crocuses and then soon the lilacs with their fragrant smell are just starting to spring into action. In fact, check the ground and examine your feet resting on the earth next time you walk outside. You will notice you are no longer standing on snow or ice. It smells like coffee beans first thing in the morning or fresh baked bread at a place you call home. It's like windows down in the car in the spring so that you can blow the stink out. It's the feeling you have after the first time you discover that you do not need a jacket or you can run to the store in sandals instead of shoes. You can really see what it looks like if you watch the person that you love graduate from high school and go off to a new chapter of their lives, only to fail but also to thrive, and then you watch yourself do the same. It's a family that's broken into bits that can still come together for things like choir concerts and baseball games and for Easter morning services and life's important moments. It's the lump on your chest that reminds a person that they are still alive, even though the grief will not go away. It's there at retirement parties. It's there when the news about chronic illness is received. It's there when the call comes. You'll see it in the soldier that resumes civilian life. It's really present in the hospice, where you'll hear it in the voices of the nurses. But then again, you can also find it in the parking lot at Walmart, or from waiters and cashiers. Sometimes I think it's most present with the person who is able to get out of bed again today, despite how difficult it is sometimes to get out of bed. It's in the face of a child who bravely tells their parents with all of the courage that they can muster how it is they see themselves in this world. You get it when you have a chance to see a baby eating slowly that had the power and all of the agency to wake you from dead sleep. What hope you can see when you look at the potential behind the eyes of a child and in their voice, and you pray for one day that they will use that voice for good. It's there in the forest. You'll see it in the sunrise. It's in the hands that are worn by work, that are connected to the heart that just wants to provide a roof and a meal. And you will find it with you in solitude. It will be there in the suburbs and in the heart of the inner city. You can look at it in the face of a strong woman or a man that's let go of some toxicity in his life, even if just for an hour. It's there in prisons, it's in the government halls, it's in the science lab, and in commerce. It shows up on the dinner table and it fills our bodies. It's in the person who can't let go and the person who knows they have to. It's in the potential for new love that will certainly make it burst forth, or the healing of old wounds that have the ability to do the same. It's in laughter that comes to the one who has been overwhelmed and the ability to relax when the world has put all kinds of pressure on your shoulders. It's dancing your heart out when given the chance and watching a child learn how to walk. You will get it in the mosque. It will be there in the synagogue and on the yoga floor and even sometimes through a pastor or in a church, say, on Easter morning. Sometimes it will come to you when you're driving and have a moment of stillness to catch your breath, or just before you fall asleep, or first thing when you wake up. You can read it in a text that comes at the right time. It's in the air you breathe, the newspaper that you read. It is experienced in healthcare, in conversations where we disagree, in conversations where we reconcile. It's in developing countries. It's in sexuality. It's in how we think about our money and in grand cathedrals. It's in the burned down and the burnt out souls. It's in the rain and in the sunshine. And it's even in outer space. Jesus invited us to feel it in the water that would flow over our heads, accompanied by God's great yes. He wanted to make sure that we could taste it and see it, and so he left it for us in a meal. He said we would probably see it most clearly in the cry of the poor and in the care of the stranger, which is the Bible's word for immigrant. He encouraged us to look for it in the face of our enemies, who he commanded us to love in the same way that we love our neighbors, in the same way that we are called to love even ourselves. He pointed out that even the people who thought they had it all together did not need to try so hard to achieve what it would ultimately bring. And even now, it's with you in your own heart. What I'm talking about is life. What I'm talking about is risen life in Christ. It's hope. And because Christ is risen, guess what? You are too, because you are joined to Christ. This is the power of the resurrection. You can feel it for just a moment. It's your own resurrection, too, that we celebrate today. It's worth the trumpet fanfare and the song. This is the message of Easter, that even where we might least expect it, new life comes. I know this. Because I have seen it in my life and in the lives of so many of you. And this was not just a list that I made up, but it's a list that we have lived in our life together this year. The women who came to the tomb that first Easter morning were expecting to see death, not life. Death that they had seen with their own eyes just days before. Death that had swallowed up Jesus in that tomb forever, or so they thought. So they came as first as they could, or as soon as they could, at daybreak, bringing spices. And instead of finding death, they found messengers. Messengers with a message. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. Well, we look for the living among the dead, because from the tomb onward, the dead is exactly where life shows up and works through us because of Christ. We look for the living among the dead, even though they may call us foolish, because those women did not stay locked up in their own insecurity or uncertainty and fear. We look for the living among the dead because we know that's precisely where God meets us. In the heart of pain and suffering, in the heart of the human experience. The words of the angels that Easter morning turned some serious sorrow into profound hope, that when all was thought to be said and done, someone saw hope, and someone had the courage to share it. When it seems like there's so much despair in the world these days, or like everything might fall apart, look for life. Look for resurrection among the dead. Look for hope and call it out. I bet you'll see it over brunch or on your afternoon walk or when your head hits the pillow for a long nap. And with Mary Magdalene and Susanna and Mary and Peter and the other women and all witnesses to the resurrection, may you also be renewed and restored by encountering the living God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, crucified and risen. May Christ's resurrection be for you breath in your lungs, peace in your heart, and a testimony to share with the world that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let's stand and sing.
Trusting God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of God's creation. Hallelujah. God, you are resurrection. Bring joy to your church as we spread the good news that Jesus is risen. Lead us to proclaim this message with persistence and confidence. Lord, in your mercy. Hallelujah. God, you are creator. Open our eyes to the first fruits of new life around us, to budding trees, nourishing rains, warm breezes, and freshly tilled soil. Inspire our gratitude and renew our commitment to stewardship of the earth. Lord, in your mercy. Hallelujah. God, you are reconciliation. You show no partiality among the nations, but instead a call to all people to the way of peace. Bring an end to conflict and division. Renew leaders and advocates for peace with a commitment to the common good. Lord, in your mercy. And hallelujah, God, you are strength. Awaken hope and perseverance in all who need to hear a word of life this day. Those who are hungry, anxious, oppressed, despairing, or sick. Lord, in your mercy. And hallelujah, God of life, we give you thanks for all the newly baptized who by water and your word are forever joined to Christ's death and resurrection. Embolden all who share this baptized life and renew us in faith and action. Lord, in your mercy. And hallelujah, God, you are comfort. Draw near to all who grieve. Refresh us with the promise that you will destroy death and that with all the saints we will be made alive forever in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Now we commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Please share the peace with one another.
O God, ruler of heaven and earth, day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. At St. Andrew, we practice intinction, which means you simply take the bread and dip it in the cup, receiving both elements at once. There'll be four stations in the front and two stations in the back, so the ushers will guide you to the station that's closest to you and available. If you prefer a blessing, come forward with your arms across your chest. This is Christ's table. It is open to all. may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening and God's blessing be with you.